Sometimes, you gotta live Moss. At participating locations, Doritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc., 2012.
We raised three great kids in our house.
Then one day, we got the itch of the hitch. Bought an Airstream, sold the house, found a swell condo.
We got a surprisingly affordable condo policy through Shelter Insurance.
Shelter covered our house. Now it looks after our condo.
And the SUV, and the Airstream.
Life is good.
Yeah, really good.
See Gene Bowman or Cheryl Boyd in Jacksonville, or Stephen Elmore in Little Rock.
From the Fury Electric Studio, you're in the zone with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network. Whether you're a Hog fan, a lover of Southern sports, or just someone who wants to know what's going on in the Premier League of College Athletics, snuggle up close to your radio, computer, or phone, because it's time to hear from ESPN.com's SEC insider, Edward Ashoff, who's here to tell you all you need to know about what's up and who's going down in the SEC.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, live from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And SEC football gets underway tonight. And we welcome into the zone for the first time of many visits this fall, Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com, the SEC blogger. We'll call you Insider. Edward, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. And I'll take Insider, blogger, either one works.
Look, we'll call you genius if you pick enough games right.
Hey, you know what? That's probably one that fans won't call me as much, but I can live with it.
Okay. Well, let's get a little background on you before we start talking about what's relevant and what isn't. I'm actually heading to Oxford for the first time this weekend, and I see that's where you hail from, so I want to get some thoughts on what to look for and what to stay away from in Oxford this weekend. But you are a Florida Gator. Is that right?
Did go to the University of Florida, left Oxford in 2004. I figured this was the best way to get the best of both worlds when it came to the SEC. Beautiful Oxford, and then sunny Florida.
That's smart. Yeah, that's good. So you've got a taste of the East and a taste of the West. So that's good.
Exactly.
Well, let's get into it tonight. We've got and we'll talk certainly about Arkansas as we go through today. But tonight we've got Vanderbilt in South Carolina, and James Franklin is about I think as well respected a guy in the SEC as there is. Certainly from the Eastern Division, I would think he's one of the more respected guys in the job he's done. But, of course, South Carolina is expected in many people's minds to win the East. I know South Carolina is, a little bit less than a touchdown road favorite. What kinds of things are you looking for from these two tonight?
Well, I think most importantly for Vanderbilt, it's making sure that offensive line can stay together. I know that they feel really good about the first five guys. Then after that, it's nothing but underclassmen. So this is about making sure some of those guys who were nicked up during the spring and nicked up during fall camp can get through this entire game against one of the best defensive lines, I think, in the SEC. I think Jadeveon Clowney is set to have a really, really big year. He's finally grasping that defense. They can move him around. They've talked about moving him to defensive tackle and middle linebacker. You have Kelsey Corrals right there in the middle, who I think is an extremely talented defensive tackle, maybe overlooked by those guys that were on the outside last year, and then obviously Devin Taylor's coming back. But I want to see this offensive line for Vandy, you know, stand up and be able to help out that running game. Zach Stacy showed last year that he can be extremely good, especially in the open field. But it starts with that offensive line, which made a tremendous turnaround last year. And I think that, you know, Vandy has the playmakers to make a couple of plays on this team. You know, this secondary of South Carolina is a little green now that Akeem Augusta is out. So you're going to see Jimmy LeGree, who struggled last year in his first two starts at safety. He is moving to his more natural position at corner. But I think if you're Jordan Rodgers, take some shots down the field early. You know, make that secondary uncomfortable. Let's see what those young guys can do. And for South Carolina, it's figuring out how healthy Mark Flattimore is. Everybody says down there that, you know, he's at 100%. He might be even better than he was as a freshman, which is, you know, beyond scary. For defenses around the SEC. I think they're going to pound it and pound it and then slowly work Connor Shaw more into the passing game. I think you see a much more balanced offense from South Carolina this year, especially in the first game.
Edward Ashoff joining us in the zone. He's an SEC blogger on ESPN.com. And, yeah, I mean, he's an interesting quarterback. I mean, there are certain guys that I think everybody says, yeah, this guy's a great quarterback. You look at guys like Tyler Wilson and Murray over at Georgia. But Shaw's kind of an interesting one. I've heard, you know, some different opinions on him. We've got a former Razorback quarterback that comes on with us on Mondays, and he's a fan of Shaw's. What are your thoughts on him in general, and how important do you think he's going to be to their success and their, you know, potential to win the East?
Well, I think it's going to be extremely important because if you look behind him, you know, those other guys have little to no experience, really. And I think that Steve Spurrier is finally really confident in Connor Shaw. I mean, we know that he can run, and last year, obviously, being a young guy, coming in for Steven Garcia, he wanted to run when he didn't have any other options, and I think that he was just uncomfortable being a pass-first guy. But as the season went on, you saw him throwing the ball a little bit more before he decided to take off. The Clemson game is a great example, and also the Outback Bowl. I think you really saw him, you know, finally become comfortable with his right arm, and we saw that this spring. It trickled over in the fall camp. Now it's time to do it in a real game against a Vandy defense that I think is pretty good. I mean, they were one of the top pass defenses last year. They do lose some key weapons, but I think that there's still enough talent back there to really, you know, frustrate this team. And we need to find out who the top receiver is. I know Ace Sanders is probably going to be that guy, but, you know, can he go downfield? Can he go up the middle? Can he do all these things that they want him to without a lot of help? Can Bruce Ellington step up? Can Shaq Rowland? Can D.L. Moore? I mean, they have some guys, but no one has really stepped out outside of Ace Sanders. So it's going to be on Connor Shaw to figure out who that guy is and to develop some better chemistry. But I think that if he gets on a roll of throwing, he's going to be a pretty good quarterback this year.
You talked about Lattimore, and he's a guy that everybody's watching to see if he's 100%, you know, back from his injury. And Nile Davis for Arkansas is another guy. You know, there's a lot of talk about him, and he allegedly practiced on Friday and went full speed and was taken to the ground for the first time in fall camp. We just go off of what John L. Smith tells us because we didn't actually see it happen. What do you think is the general consensus, or is there one on his level of health, and what's the expectation for Davis this fall?
Well, you know, I talked to John L. Smith yesterday, and you know, it's no secret he did not want Davis to go through any contact. I mean, he wanted him to be completely healthy going into the opener, but now totally vetoed that and said, listen, I need to take some hits. I'm ready. I've been itching to do it. He thought he could do it during spring. He told me that he thought he could do it in November, but he knew that probably wasn't very safe. He's an extremely confident guy, and he's such a good player. I mean, he's the ultimate total package there. It's like 1A and 1B. It alternates each week between Lattimore and Davis, who's the top running back in this league. And I think that right now everybody thinks that he's 100%. I think that they want to put him out there as much as they can this weekend. And, you know, obviously you don't want to run him into the ground the first weekend, but they don't want to hold back. I mean, if he feels good in the fourth quarter and they can still get something out of him without overdoing it, I think they will. And I think you'll see some rust from both him and Lattimore early, and that's to be expected, especially after missing so much football. But I would be absolutely surprised if both of them weren't 1 and 2 at the end of the year in rushing yards.
Let's talk about the SEC West specifically. We're visiting with Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com, SEC blogger. Certainly there are top three teams in the West, and really most people would have it as 1-2 with Arkansas, you know, a little bit behind, but maybe not too much behind LSU and Alabama. For my take, you got to get Alabama this year if you're going to get them. You got them at home. You got all kinds of offensive firepower. You got a defensive coaching staff that, you know, certainly we only have one test, and that was the Cotton Bowl, but it looks like there was significant improvement in a short period of time. And with, you know, spring and the fall camp, I got to believe that there's going to be some improvements, at least from a fundamental standpoint, if not from a personnel standpoint. So what are your expectations and how things play out in the West?
You know, I still think that it's LSU and Alabama for 1 and 2. Those defenses are just head and shoulders better than anyone else in the West. I think when it comes to other defenses competing with those two, you have to look in the East: Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. I just want to see what Arkansas can do. We saw a definite improvement in the Cotton Bowl, but let's see after losing some key guys. I mean, Jake Peckett is not someone that you can replace overnight. Tenarius Wright moving. I know he feels really comfortable moving to linebacker. How healthy is Alonzo Highsmith? The thing that I talked to John L. Smith about when it came to that defense was, how good is that interior line? How good are those ends? And over the summer, he said, finally, we're starting to see some progress. He didn't think that he had an SEC defensive line when he first got there. Now he thinks he does. I talked to him yesterday, and he said, I feel really good about these guys. I mean, you have the Joneses who can be big-time players. I think that they're ready for Robert Thomas to really take that next step. And they have the talent up front. I know that the depth at linebacker is an issue, but I think that front seven can get it together. And if you do that, that makes things on the secondary way easier. I think Tevin Mitchell, the guy, is ready to break out. I mean, he was definitely overlooked by a few other guys in the West, and I mean that's understandable. But I think that this year you're really going to get to know him, and I think Paul Haynes has a way more aggressive style. I think this defense is hungry. I think it's upset about being criticized, and we're going to find out pretty early. They're going to play an Alabama team that can throw the ball and can run the ball. So I think that's when we'll really know what this defense is made of. And you win that game, and I think it totally changes the landscape of the West. And, you know, it's LSU and Arkansas from there on out.
What's your expectation for Arkansas then? I mean, what do you anticipate happening with them this season, and how much of your assessment do you base on the fact that Petrino's not here now?
I think that will have an effect. If they lose that Alabama game or they're trailing at halftime, what kind of impact can John L. Smith have? Can he be the motivator? Can he be the leader? Can he command the respect that Petrino had? I mean, I think it's a totally different coaching staff now. I mean, Petrino was a different guy than John L. Smith. I know that they feel really comfortable with him, and they really wanted to bring somebody from the inside back to this program. But now it's on those players. I mean, they have to rally if something goes wrong. We don't know if John L. Smith can be that guy. I don't see them beating both LSU and Alabama. I think at best they'll split that. Yeah. I picked them third in the West, having them losing both those games. And I think South Carolina and Mississippi State are two games that this team can't sleep on. You have to go to South Carolina. That's a team that got embarrassed in Fayetteville last year and is looking for an East title. I think Arkansas has a solid year, but I see them finishing third in the West behind LSU and Alabama.
So what are you thinking? 9-3, 10-2?
I would probably go with the 9-3 right now. I think that losing both those games to Alabama and LSU, and then I really like the South Carolina team. I picked them to win the East, and I think they get revenge on Arkansas.
What else are you going to be watching this weekend? Certainly got a lot of mismatches in the in the SEC and really around the country, although you do have – what about Alabama and Michigan? I guess that's probably the most premier matchup for the opening weekend.
Yeah, I want to see how this Alabama defense reacts to Denard Robinson and that spread offense. I mean, this is going to be a pretty big test. The younger defense, I know that everybody in Tuscaloosa thinks that they're reloading as opposed to rebuilding, but they lost some talented guys on that defense, especially at linebacker and in the secondary. So I want to see how they react. This is not going to be easy for them. I think Alabama wins. I think I had them winning by 10, but I think early on you're going to see some shaky play by that defense. And I actually do want to see A.J. McCarron now. He has the talent to be an elite quarterback in this league. They want to see if he can stop pressing so much. He has a lot of weapons around him, especially a running back. I think that Alabama's offense is what's going to garner a lot of headlines this year. And then as the season goes, I think that defense gets better and better. And, you know, they have a great chance of making it through the SEC again. And that's a scary, scary thought.
All right, you're the insider, so give me a couple of guys to watch this fall that maybe they're not household names right now, but probably will be by the end of the season.
I will say one guy, Mike Gillisley of Florida. I think that Florida's finally trying to find that guy who can be that 1,000-yard rusher. I think he's the first real power back that they've had since Tim Tebow, and obviously he was a quarterback. He says he's going to rush for 1,500 yards. I don't think he comes close to that, but I think he finally gets that running game really going in Gainesville. I think he's the guy. If anyone's going to get 1,000 yards on that offense, it's going to be him. I think a guy at Missouri, Marcus Lucas, he can spread the ball downfield. He's a legit deep threat. The coaching staff has been waiting for him to break out. He had a pretty solid year last year. Dave Yost, their offensive coordinator, told me that he's somebody that they really, really have to rely on this year outside of Doral Green Beckham, because they know Luke's going to play from day one and just keep going. And Trevon Reed at Auburn, we're just waiting and waiting for him to break out, and he just hasn't done it. Obviously, he's injured his first year. Last year, I mean, he was barely out there on the field. Mm-hmm. This is his time. If he doesn't do it, you're going to see a guy like Quan Bray take his spot. and he's just going to kind of fade. I think those are three guys to keep an eye on in the SEC. I'm sure a few more will emerge. I think Dominic Easley of Florida could be a dominant player this year. And I think Deion Jenkins of Georgia can be one of the best defensive tackles in the SEC as well.
See, look at that. Asked for two, got like five. That was good. That's See, good. That's why he's the insider. That's good. Edward, man, I appreciate you. We're looking forward to having you on through the season, and hopefully this weekend goes well for the SEC, but certainly goes well for Arkansas, because if it doesn't, it's going to be a long, long year. But, man, we appreciate you being on, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Yes, can't wait.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks, man.
Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com, SEC blogger. Trivia question about Edward Ashoff for tickets to the Arkansas-Jacksonville State game in Fayetteville Ooh. This weekend. Here's your question. When he was at Florida, he played and got smashed in college football on the PlayStation by what former Gator who went on to win a national championship? What former Gator who went on to win a national championship? It's a little bit of a trick question. But you'll have to search it through. Now, if you go online, you look around and try to figure out a little something about Edward, you can probably find the answer pretty quickly. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. What national champion whacked
did he
him?
Lose?
Did he lose to on PlayStation in college football?
What year? Which college football year?
I don't know if I have that.
No,
I don't even know if
He'd
I have that.
Giving it away, probably.
Yeah, and there's a caveat. I will say this: he's an offensive player.
Okay.
He won a national title.
Mm-hmm.
He's a household name, but it's a trick question.
I think I know.
Those are all the hints I'm going to give.
I know
where
you're going with this.
Okay. Let's see if Brandon's got the answer for a pair of tickets to Arkansas.
Is it Danny Werfel?
It is not Danny Werfel. It's
great guess.
It's later in. It's later than that. It's more recent than that. Justin.
Is it Cam Newton?
It is Cam Newton.
Mm.
There's the trick question. So he won a national title, just wasn't in Florida. Justin, congratulations. What would I expect from a guy named Justin? But the right answer.
Hmm.
Very good. A lot of that going on. Let's see. Oh, I want to correct something. I didn't say it. I read it. Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback is a fickle thing.